You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
Vancouver will soon see a new eco-friendly delivery vehicle roaming its streets and bike lanes, the Cargo Trike. The Shift Delivery Co-op, Canada's first pedal-powered cargo delivery service, will deliver goods throughout Vancouver's downtown. This worker-owned cooperative was started by several students from SFU, UBC, and BCIT, and it is set to launch in May. SFU student Graham Anderson is a founding member of the co-op, and he joins me in the studio now. Hello, Graham.
Hi, Sean.
Thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
Bicycle and cargo delivery seem a bit of an unlikely combination. Where did your idea for a cargo trike delivery cooperative come from?
So there were four students working in a sustainable community development class at SFU, a class in social enterprise. And part of that class was working on a business plan for a social enterprise locally that would address social and environmental issues. And so we're all cycling enthusiasts, and we wanted to do something that would push the boundaries and sort of prove that bikes can really do a lot in our city. And so we looked around, we found this model in Portland where a company was actually using these heavy-duty cargo trikes to replace truck and van trips to the downtown. So much more than a courier service, not just delivering envelopes and small packages, but really substantial goods. And so we got really excited about that model and decided to write our business plan off that.
In hilly Vancouver, I find it can be difficult to cycle at any time. How hard is it to cycle with a load of cargo?
It's a bit of a haul. The trikes themselves are over 100 pounds, and then they can carry up to 600 pounds worth of goods. So they're very heavy duty, and one of the things that will help us out is the installation of electric assist motors onto the trikes. So that'll help us keep our speeds up, and also just with the load of the goods.
And do you have these cargo trikes, these electric power motor cargo trikes? Do you already have them available? Have you tried them out?
We have the trikes. The motors are just being installed right now, and we're also making some upgrades to the box to increase the volume. So we've got the trikes, and we've only experienced them actually with pure pedal power. So that's been a haul.
Now you chose a worker-owned cooperative model. Why did you go with that model?
Looking around Vancouver, it seems like there's been a lot of excitement and a lot of movement in terms of green business. Companies, they're looking to really improve their environmental image or really looking to use the world of business to address environmental issues. And that's part of what we're trying to do with this business. But we also wanted to really build social justice into our model and address social issues through the integrity of the worker cooperative. So essentially, through the worker co-op model, all workers, or after a period of time, all workers will be owners of the business and will democratically share in decision-making power of the cooperative. So just like Mac or Van City, there will be a board election, and the ultimate control in the co-op will come back to the workers. And so that was an idea that really excited us, and also the potential for profits or any economic surplus to be distributed to the workers or reinvested however the workers see fit.
How many members of the co-op do you have currently?
So there are currently five founding members working on the project. Three of us from SFU who worked on the business plan originally, and then a couple of really awesome new members have come on. One from UBC, who Kevin Cooper, someone who has some experience with a cargo bike project of his own, and someone from BCIT as well with financial administration experience.
What kind of advantages does a trike have for delivery? I mean, there are the obvious environmental ones, which you've already talked about, but what other advantages might there be?
So one thing that we've heard a lot when we've been going out into and speaking with companies in Vancouver that are making deliveries is that actually the trucks aren't working very well for them downtown, especially when they're making many stops and for goods for smaller orders. They're having to find parking, they're spending time in traffic, and even the loading zones, we've heard there's quite a bit of congestion in some of the major office towers downtown. So a van might seem, intuitively, people may think that it's faster, but in fact, when you factor all that in, these trikes can be the appropriate technology, and that's what we're out to prove.
And in terms of the reception to this idea, you've got five members, but in broadly speaking, how is this idea being received in the public and among businesses?
The business community has been very supportive and interested. We've been out there doing market research since the fall and talking to companies, and now we've got a handful of companies that are interested in launching with us, and we're really impressed by that because this is something new, and they're so excited about the idea and they want to see it happen, and so they've offered their support. The public also, it seems like there's a lot of excitement and enthusiasm around it, and one thing that we're really looking forward to is using the separated bike lanes and the downtown bike lane network and making regular use of that with our business clients.
What about the from the city of Vancouver? I'm going to assume you're working primarily or only in the city of Vancouver. What has their response been like?
The city response has also been very positive. We've been talking with staff about using the bike lanes, and also with Councillor Reimer. So they've been very supportive and they're excited about this idea, and it really is in line with a lot of their goals around, especially with the Greenest City Action Team.
Have they offered to help in any way?
One thing that they have offered and confirmed for us is that we will be able to use the separated bike lanes and the bike lane network. And we'll actually be applying for our business license over the next few weeks, and we'll be going through a formal process with them, setting things up, because the other side of this is that it is new, and so the city doesn't have anywhere to put us right now, where they need to figure out how they want to manage this new industry and regulate it. So
it is new, but as you mentioned earlier, it's based off of a model that's in Portland. Can you tell us about anything about that model? How has that worked? Has it flourished, or did it just fall by the wayside?
Right. So that the company in Portland is called Beeline, and they've been in operation for about 2 years. The way that they've made it work is that they have a warehouse near to downtown, and so trucks coming in from out of the city or further out from downtown will leave their goods at that warehouse, and they will use their cargo trikes to deliver into the downtown core. One other important piece of their model that we would hope to replicate here is they've used advertising as a significant source of revenue, and so we'll be in discussions with the city about that as well.
I know Portland has some advantages over Vancouver in terms of cycling. They have a tram system which it discourages cars from going downtown. Do you think that the new bike lanes are sufficient enough to help you with your cargo trike idea?
Yeah, essentially, if you look at the downtown peninsula, there's either bike lanes or separated bike lanes every few blocks. So we hope that we'll be able to take advantage of that network. And in any time when there is traffic backed up, we'll be able to use those lanes to pass in.
What needs to be done before you actually launch this the cargo trike?
Quite a few things, I guess. I think we made a detailed list, and we had 16 points the other week. So major things are applying for the business license and going through that process with the city, upgrading our trikes so that they're electric assisted and they have the higher volume that we're looking for, finally negotiating contracts with our all of our interested clients and going through that process. And so we'll be the next step in that is going through trials with each of those clients and looking at logistically how it's really going to work out and what our pricing needs to be.
Okay. And if people are interested in cargo trike, how can they get a hold of you?
So we have a website at shiftdelivery.com.
Okay. Thanks so much, Grant, for coming
in
today. I've been speaking with Graham Anderson. He is an SFU student and a founding member of the Shift Delivery Co-op.